listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome, this is the Pampered Pooch on Pet Life Radio. I'm Christine Latham, your host.
And I'm Vicki Nixon, your co-host. Thank you for joining us.
This is actually our first podcast show. So we wanted to take our time today to tell you a little bit about what the Pampered Pooch is, tell you a little bit about ourselves, how we met, and also about our own Pampered Pooches.
Who are the loves of our lives, by the way.
That's right. Well, maybe you shouldn't tell our husband.
That's right. We can't do that.
Maybe we'll call them our second love.
That's right. And how we came about pampering them.
That's right. Well, actually, we're going to be back in just a few minutes after these commercial messages.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hey, ready to take a walk? Not just you, but the whole family. It's the 2009 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 7th from 11 to 3 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2009, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Christine, your host. I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself and how I became the very proud parent of four Bichons. It actually all started with Sugar. Sugar was a six-month-old Bichon in a glass cage at a pet store that I visited. She was basically marked as a discounted due to her age. She was 6 months old at the time. And we basically not only liked Sugar, but we felt kind of sorry for her because nobody else was really, you know, checking out the older Bichon because everybody wanted a puppy. After we brought Sugar into our house, we just felt the love from her right away. And not long later, we started to work with a rescue called Small Paws Rescue. And through Small Paws, I actually met Vicki. And I started to volunteer with them and had my very first foster. After he got adopted, I really wanted to get a companion for Sugar and another pet of her own, so we adopted Princess. Princess was a rescue from a puppy mill where she was used to breed, and Princess is definitely a mommy's girl. She loves to be near me, and she gives the best kisses. After we got Princess, I started to become more involved with the rescues, not only Small Paws, but some local rescues as well. And we really had a lot of fosters that got adopted out. One of the fosters that we had for almost a year was Louie. We actually just adopted Louie as well. We have an option with him that if we do find someone that we feel comfortable adopting out, we can do so. But for now, at least he's with us and he's, you know, a healthy, happy boy. Our newer foster was Emmy. Emmy is a 12-year-old Bichon that had basically gone through quite a few different owners in a short time, which none of them were due to any problems that she had, but just due to older owners, basically. And after we had Emmy for about 6 months, we decided that we just really couldn't let her go, so we adopted Emmy as well, and now we are the proud parents of four Bichons.
I'm Vicki Nixon, and I have Bichons for 8.5 years. As Christine mentioned, I met her in Bichon Rescue. I had originally gotten my first Bichon, Simon, from a very reputable breeder. She was wonderful. She guaranteed the temperament. He was a wonderful dog and is a wonderful dog. But I also wanted a companion for him and started to find out about rescue and really saw the need for so many animals, dogs, Bichons that needed homes. So I currently have three Bichons, Simon, Lulu, and Mateo. Mateo was also born in a puppy mill with a grade 6 PDA, which is basically a hole in his heart, and his hip and leg joints are on backwards. They said he'd never walk, and they suggested euthanizing him. The rescue paid to repair his heart, raised funds for that, and although he can't bend his legs, he swings from the hip, and he has a wonderful, wonderful life, and he knows no different. I am also the owner of Simon and Lulu's Playhouse, which is a natural products for pampered pet store. Over the years, finding out the health situations that came up with my own Bichons and the Bichons from the puppy mills, either that had rotten teeth or infected ears or severe allergies, I did some research on my own, and Simon and Lulu Mateo usually have to try out whatever I'm researching, and I offer some natural alternatives, dog food-wise and treatment-wise and treat-wise, that can help with your animals and whatever they're going through. I help out in several other rescues throughout the state. I volunteer with about 3 or 4 of them. I also put on an annual event in Lapeer, Michigan called Dog Days of Summer, where all the proceeds benefit the 3 to 4 rescues that are attending, as well as they get the opportunity to meet people that their foster dogs may find forever homes. And that's a little bit about me, and now we're going to talk about the Pampered Pooch Show and where we'd like to go with it.
You know, we've actually been talking a lot about Bichons, but this show is for more than just Bichons. It's for all dogs, or any pampered pooch, in fact. And I wanted to tell you a little bit more about what we are expecting our show to be. You know, one thing that inspired me for the name and the thought of the show is when people say, oh, it's just a dog. And I personally hate that. I hate hearing, it's just a dog. To me, it's not just a dog. They're literally like my kids. And I think Vicki feels the same way. And really, the pet industry as a whole will contest to that. People more and more are feeling that, you know, they're not just a pet. They're a companion. They're, you know, like a child. And we just want to share our knowledge with people, share the fun stuff. We have a lot of pet-related activities where we live that we get to take our pets to and have fun and meet people.
And we know there's other people out there like us that their dogs are their lives, and they like to do things and stay active with their dogs and have a good time. So the Pampered Pooch is about pampering our pooches and doing some of the extracurricular activities, as well as either dressing them up or having birthday parties for them or keeping them safe and healthy. Those are what our show is going to focus on.
That's right. And also, we really want to talk about the new trendy services that are designed to indulge pets. You know, they've got canine massage, they've got canine acupuncture, they've got just, you know, spa services. There's also, like, pet psychics out there that we can talk about. We're going to talk about some of the latest, coolest products. That's something I like in particular. For something new and cool, I got to have it.
Right.
My husband might not like that, but I do. We also want to talk about ways that you want to pamper your prince or princess. And talk about their health and nutrition, because basically, if they're not feeling good, they're not going to be able to attend all those parties.
That's right.
You know, speaking of parties, that's something I really like to have, is dog-related parties. And one of the things that Vicki and I do a lot, we attend meetup groups. If you haven't heard of Meetup, it's www.meetup.com. And basically, you can find a group that's located near you for whatever interests you have. For us, it's dogs.
Right.
For you, it's probably dogs if you're listening to this. So I definitely recommend checking out meetup.com. And if you live in the Detroit area, you should definitely check out the Metro Detroit Bichon group. And there's lots of other dog-related groups for all breeds.
There's a small dog group.
Yep.
There's puppy mill awareness groups. There's activity dog groups. If your dog's really into rally obedience or really into agility, they can get in those kind of meetup groups, which are great because you all have a common goal. Small dogs want to be with small dogs. Bigger dogs sometimes play better with bigger dogs.
And yeah, and a lot of times like the groups are free or a very little charge, so that's nice. So you don't have to worry about costing a lot of money just to go play with your dog. And it's a good way to meeting people as well. So I actually organized the Metro Detroit Bichon Frise meetup group, and we have play dates about once a month. And what we just had on Sunday was Sugar and Princess's birthday party.
It was great fun.
It was pretty fun. The dogs all enjoyed the time there. They got to have some organic cake. I made a cake out of organic peanut butter, carrots, and you know a few other ingredients. So it was really good for the dogs. And they had some doggy ice cream as well. We had a
treat bag. She had treat bags for all the dogs. Christine had it all decorated. You know, all the balloons were up. And there were she individually wrapped little treat bags with blueberry muffins.
Yeah, that would be something to consider is contacting a local canine or pet deli, a bakery of some kind if you have one in your area. A lot of times they can do treat bags for you. Or you can go online and maybe Google a treat that you could make at home for half the price, probably.
Yes, people love to do that, make their own treats. And some of the dogs came dressed up. Christine had an invitation list and went through some of the meetup groups and invited all the small dogs and the people from the Bichon group.
Yeah, we actually, we a lot of times have it at our in our backyard, but due to weather, we decided to have it at a doggy daycare called Dogtopia. There's several different Dogtopias in the United States, so perhaps you live near one. I definitely recommend them. The particular one we went to was in Livonia, Michigan, and the owner of it's Renee. Renee was great. She allows the meetup groups to go there for free. Because she knows that it's a nice service for her clients. So we definitely enjoyed the day at Dogtopia.
Dogs all running around, playing, all the toys on the floor. It was great fun.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. We're talking about parties for your pampered pooch. You know, Christine, I have a question. What is the proper etiquette for a birthday party for dogs? Like, I noticed there was a whole table full of gifts. If I'm invited with my pampered pooch to Sugar and Princess's 4th and 6th birthday party, should I be bringing a gift?
Well, I mean, you don't have to have a gift, but etiquette for a person's birthday party would be that you should bring a gift.
So even if I brought a toy, a small toy for each of them, or a small bag of treats?
Absolutely. It should be under $5.
Okay.
And one thing I would suggest is going to like a dollar store that has, you know, some cheap dog toys that are safe for the dog, of course. One thing I would probably not recommend is treats, unless you know that it's something that's good for them.
Good point.
Yeah, because my dogs have a lot of allergies, so some of the treats they couldn't really eat. I did give them away to some coworkers' dogs, so they definitely got used up, and their dogs love them. But that's something that you might want to think about, that maybe the owner doesn't want to give, or the dog can't have them for some reason. So if you're going to give a treat, I would say, you know, make it something that's somewhat hypoallergenic, if you will, in the food world. But yeah, they had lots of gifts, which we really appreciated. We had lots of toys, and it was fun. All of the dogs took turns. You know, as I would take out a new toy, they'd be so excited, and one would run off in one corner with the toy, and another dog would come up to get the other one. So yeah, I guess the etiquette would be, if it's a birthday party anyway, you should take a gift, a small gift, though.
That's a good point. It's a good point, because I think a lot of people don't know what to do. Christine, you know, another great thing was that there were little activities for the dogs to do. Whether they were playing by themselves or they were in the activity area, they had like little agility bars and things. How'd you arrange that?
Well, that was another feature of the daycare that we run in, or that they gave us, is that we could use their agility equipment. So that was something fun for the dogs and the owners. I also make sure that I brought lots of outside toys, what I call outside toys, toys that it doesn't matter if they get, you know, a little roughed up or, you know, if a dog pees on it or something.
Because that always happens,
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So I made sure that there was lots for the dogs to do. And for the people, you know, make sure that you bring snacks and something to drink for your guests. And like Vicky mentioned earlier, a goodie bag's always good to send home with the dogs.
Yeah, it was great. I thought it was really great. It was a great idea, great way to get people together. And you know what else I noticed too, Christine? There were some people there that had mentioned to me that the reason they attend these groups is because their dog is shy.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get their dog out to be more social, to be around other dogs without being afraid. And the group as a whole, I noticed at the birthday party, everyone got along really good.
Yeah, I do notice that with a lot of the parties that we go to, is that you really, even if you're a shy person, you don't have to worry because everybody has a common interest.
Right.
And it's really easy to talk to somebody you don't know about their dog. Kind of like with parents and their kids, you know, you go to a school function, you're going to find a common thing to talk about, which is their kids. Well, in this case, our kids are our dogs. They're our pampered pooches.
Before we finish our show, there's a couple things we'd like to tell you about the podcast that the Pampered Pooch will be having every week. We'll be happy to have a pet of the week. If you will email us at pamperedpooch, all one word, PamperedPooch, at petliferadio.com, and tell us why your pet is unique, along with a picture, it'll be entered into a contest, and every week we'll have a pet of the week. Besides that, we're also going to have a product of the week. Christine and I have been through many products. We've purchased and tried many different things, and we'd like to share our plethora of knowledge on the Pampered Pooch products that are out there.
That's right. If there's something cool for my pet that I could spend money on, I've already done it.
Me too.
One of the items that we have is the Port-a-Poo. It is
the Port-a-Poo.
Yeah. You know, the Port-a-Poo is basically picking up where your dog left off, which is pretty catchy.
It is catchy. Sounds interesting.
Yeah. It's a hands-free waste carrier. And it's in the shape of a bone. It's really cute. You basically just open like a little section of it and put it around your leash along with a little baggie and click it shut. And that way the baggie will basically be carrying onto the leash for the rest
that
of your walk.
That is the neatest thing, Christine.
I know, because when we're out and, you know, one of them goes, then you're using one hand for that.
Right. And you got the other goes right on the leash, and it's so fancy-dancy with that bone shape. And it looks like it comes in different colors. Is that one red?
It is. There's black. I know they've got a few other colors. I'm not sure which.
Now, do we have the mini poo or the regular Port-a-Poo?
I think I've got the regular Port-a-Poo, but they do have smaller ones, I think.
And I believe when you purchased a Port-a-Poo, they do send a part of their proceeds to go towards organizations that help dogs in need. Great thing. How do people find out about this, Christine?
Well, you go to www.portapoo.com, and you can find out all about their products and a little bit more information, find where you can shop to get one, either shop online to have one sent to you, or, you know, just read a little bit more about their store.
Christine, you have hit the jackpot with this product, the Port-a-Poo, picking up where your dog left off.
That's right.
Great product.
Thank you.
And we are out of time, but we would like to thank our producers for making this show possible. And come back next week to hear more from the Pampered Pooch.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.